Mic check. It's Soundspace Sessions, showcasing artists' journey and their music.
The song is called Kids Like Us, The Grams. Welcome to Soundspace Sessions in the Napa Valley.
Thank you so much for having us.
Very much.
And the wine, much appreciated.
Yeah. Absolutely. Take a sip of wine. On Soundspace Sessions, The Grams. You can follow them on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube. They're doing a little West Coast radio tour right now. Alyssa and Doug, nice to meet you. Nice to meet you, too.
And thank you for having us here in this beautiful studio, by the way.
And we have Georgia as well.
Georgette. Or Georgie. Yes, she's falling asleep. Georgie. She's got a milk high going on.
Yeah, she's got that milk high, you know.
And we're enjoying a little Ken Dees Cabernet Sauvignon.
Amazing.
Very good.
Cheers.
You guys have any history with the Napa Valley?
We've come here several times on, you know, vacation. We came here for Doug's parents, like, 40th wedding anniversary.
That's
or 60th
right.
birthday or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, something like that.
And
oh,
Doug's
nice.
Sister lives up here.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah.
My sister owns a vineyard in the Anderson Valley.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
Yeah. So she's a little bit further north. So we come
up
out
there
here.
In the Mendocino area.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. She's in Philo, actually. So,
oh, okay.
Yeah. So we know
we
a little bit about
it
this
up
area.
Here, though.
Yeah,
oh,
we
man.
Have a good time up here.
Last time we were up here, we actually came up here for our anniversary. It was during the forest fires.
Oh,
I mean, it was really devastating.
Yeah.
So you're Jersey and New York born and Nashville based.
Well, Jersey born, New York strong, and we live in Nashville. we grew up together in Jersey.
And you've been performing together since you were teenagers.
That's correct. We were in a high school band together. That was our first band called The Electric Company.
Okay. Oh my.
And you just toured Europe?
We did. We toured Europe a lot, and we went there in the fall for about 10 dates. That was Georgie's first time abroad, and she did great. And we go there a lot, and we're doing about 6 weeks there. The day the record comes out, we leave for a big tour in the UK and Germany. We've never actually toured some of the places we're going this time, to Vienna, and we're going to Amsterdam. And
how do they receive you over there?
It's amazing. I mean, we know from experience our England audiences, UK audiences are amazing. We love it. We're playing Scotland again this year too.
Yep.
So yeah, they're great up there.
You know, it's just I mean, we love playing the States too, but there is a different sort of energy for live music over there.
And it's almost like they just appreciate music so much more.
Totally.
They respect it a little more, I feel
there's
like.
There's a version of it, respect, where when there's a two-hour concert, that everybody stays for the whole concert,
right.
You know?
Right.
People don't leave during the break.
The history of our music here, the blues was created over here, but it took it getting popular over in Europe in the 60s for us to realize
that's right.
How great it was.
That's correct. That is correct. It's pretty amazing. Whenever we're over there, we're talking to some audience fan, and they're basically always asking us some esoteric, you know, blues artist if we know them, and you know,
right.
We're like, I'm not sure, I think so.
Right.
Listen up. It's Sound Space Sessions, bringing you music discovery.
The Grams have carved out new artistic paths with their third record, Kids Like Us, which was producer legend Richard Swift's last project before his death in 2018. With stellar songwriting and bold arrangements, the new record is a love letter to the timeless pop albums Alyssa and Doug grew up with, harkening back to a time when Brian Wilson, Nancy Sinatra, Dusty Springfield, The Ronettes, and Diana Ross and the Supremes ruled the airwaves. The Grams' past performances include the Grammy Museum, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, Woody Guthrie Center, and Liverpool Philharmonic.
Turn up the sound. Nate's back on Sound Space Sessions.
On Soundspace Sessions, the Grams. You can follow them on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube. Doing a little West Coast radio tour. I'm Nate Campbell. The album Kids Like Us. Alyssa, you say, quote, "Perhaps we started writing this album with a sense of escapism. However, through the process, the record helped us let go of the idea that we had to fit in somewhere."
I think so. I think we started writing it because it was the season of the election, and Doug and I were feeling very angry and trapped and compartmentalized by not just the election, but by our time living in Nashville. And so we started by writing Kids Like Us, the title track, and it made us want to get out of town and just sort of go shed our skin, so to speak. And it actually says that in the song. So we rode a motorcycle across country on Route 66 from Chicago to LA to see what would happen. And in doing that, I think it became this sort of, okay, it became this shedding of a skin. Like, we don't need to fit in anywhere, and we don't need any labels put on us, or we don't need to stay in one place, you know? So
we can write whatever songs we want to write.
Right.
Gosh darn it.
Gosh darn it, and produce them any way we want to produce them.
And South by Southwest, you guys have played the last 6 years there.
We've played the last 6 years, and we love it. Austin's one of our favorite towns. The community there is amazing. The music scene is amazing. Last time we were there, we did like a session with John Doe.
Kids Like Us is the name of the album, The Grams. You want to do another song?
We'd love to.
Love to.
Oh, this is a song called Running Out of Time.
Do it.
One. Two, one, two. I saw you today, you were stealing away with my heart. The summer breeze brought me to my knees, I fell apart. I remember driving in your car, no one ever knew we went that far. Take me to another place in the stars. We're running out of time. Of your reckless haste on my lips. I remember driving around town. Now you're driving someone else around. Why should I keep holding on when you knock me down? 'Cause we're running out of time. Game, I wrote your name on my skin, and nobody knows, but I can't go home again. I remember back when you were mine, now it's time to lay it on the line. Tell me now before we say time.
time.
We're running out of time.
On Soundspace Sessions, the Grams. You can follow them on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube, doing a West Coast radio tour, Alyssa and Doug. And the new album is called Kids Like Us. Buy wherever you get your music. That was a beautiful song.
Oh, thanks so much. That's maybe my favorite song.
That was great.
Thanks.
I'm so excited. We're going to be playing that one now, too.
Oh, awesome. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
You know, that song most represents the part of the journey to us where we were inspired by those 60s girl groups and Phil Spector and that kind of stuff. So that's sort of my favorite personality of the album, I would say. What do you think, honey?
I love that song. I also love the hard rock edge of the first song that we played. So there's a good mix of sort of modern meets classic on this record. You know, it's not too far away from where we started, which was all classic.
That's true.
Tell us about the documentary Rattle the Hawks. It was featured in the Napa Valley Film Festival in 2015.
Yes, and I'm so disappointed we couldn't actually come to that because it was in a few film festivals and we came and performed at them, including in London and stuff. The film was made by Cody Dickinson, directed by Cody Dickinson from the North Mississippi All-Stars. And him and his brother are friends of ours.
Luther.
They've played on three of our records.
Yeah.
And he wanted to make a documentary about the journey we took to write the second record, which was riding all of the train lines in America for about 3 months. And it's a really cool documentary because it features all these musicians from Memphis and New Orleans
and Mississippi.
And it's just sort of about the journey we took and the
communal nature of our music, which, you know, especially our first couple of records, it was really important to us to include other musicians. We would write these songs. As I mentioned, we'd write these simple songs and then invite other artists in to put their sound on it. And that was really fun. And now this new record is much more like, no, this is how the song goes.
Right.
Rattle the Hawks, the name of that documentary about the Grams. Now, where would be the best place to watch that?
I think it's now on YouTube. For a while, it was just at the film festival circuit.
Okay.
But I think now you can see it on YouTube. It's like a 30-minute short doc.
And you got another doc coming up?
That's right. We're not only musicians, we're filmmakers. No, I'm just kidding.
We're not
sort of
the filmmakers. Usually the subject, but we like exploring all sorts of art. So the new film is called Searching the Milky Way, and that'll come out, I think, this spring, hopefully right after the record. And that is about our Route 66 journey that we took to write this record. And we spent a lot of time along the route meeting other artists and interviewing them. And again, I mentioned it was election season. So there's a lot of interesting back and forth dialogue going on about America and the history of Route 66 and art and how it's kind of, you know, been defined throughout the eras. Wow, I kind of sounded eloquent just now when I said that, but I didn't mean
to. It didn't make any sense. That's the secret.
What else do you have planned for 2020? Any festivals?
Yeah,
No babies, I can tell you that.
No more babies, but we're definitely planning on playing music like freaks for the rest of the year. So after we come back from Europe, we're going to start lining up our U.S. tour.
And hopefully finish lining it up.
And hopefully we'll come back and visit some more radio stations like y'all and spend some time at doing that because this is a lot of fun for us.
And bringing our full band to play in Napa and the surrounding areas.
Have you heard about the big festival we have out here called Bottle Rock?
Yeah, yes. I have heard about this. And, you know,
yeah,
we want to come.
For us, man.
So invite us.
Okay.
We got a full band playing all this great music.
Yeah, so come check it out. We'd love to check that out. I mean,
wow, you're eloquent too, honey.
You took all my words.
On Soundspace Sessions, the Grams, you can follow them on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube. And their new album called Kids Like Us. Buy it wherever you get your music. And we are drinking some wine. We'd like to thank Ken Deese.
Yeah.
Cheers.
Thank you. Cheers, buddy.
Some cabs for you. And we also have a gift for you guys, a bottle to take on the road with you.
Oh, that's fun. Perfect.
Holy, if I could say swear words right now, I would. But you guys are so nice. Oh, my God. We bring our baby and you bring us wine. I love it.
And we won't tell anyone if you put that wine in that bottle right over there. We'll understand. We understand how this works.
Little between the cheek and gum.
This
huh?
is Napa, for goodness sakes.
Alyssa, Doug, Graham, thanks you so much for coming by.
Oh my God. Thank you so much for being so hospitable.
Time. Yeah, thanks.
This episode of Soundspace Sessions is a Wind Down Media exclusive.